You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, snow this weekend was big time. Jeremy says he got a foot or so at his house, and that storm led to more than 1,000 flight cancellations at DIA this weekend. I heard fog was a big part of that, too.
Yeah, we were getting the fog advisories last night. My Alexa was going off telling me that it was foggy. I was like, okay, thanks, Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
We went sledding, though. We were able to get out and take the kids sledding, which was nice.
Hey, see, that's fun. Did you get on the Super Saucer?
No.
No? Okay.
I was on an inflatable unicorn, actually. Thank you very much.
Oh, cute. Uh-huh. Hope you got pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure you did.
Yep.
Although the critics hated it. In fact, I saw that, Rotten Tomatoes only got 35%. That's bad. Critics hated it, but the movie Argylle was number one at the box office with a somewhat paltry $18 million. The movie, this one is one of those made by Apple, had a $200 million budget. So this thing better giddy up. Got a ways to go. Second place at the box office went to the Christian drama called The Chosen. So that's what people were seeing at the movies. Nuggets won both games they played against Portland this weekend. Kind of a funny, doubleheader in a way. Friday night and Sunday night, both against Portland at Ball Arena. Nuggets won both. Now they'll get 3 days off before they start a road trip. Listen to this. After resting for 10 days, the Avalanche are back on the ice tonight in New York. In fact, they're going to play 3 games in the next 4 days, all on the road. So hopefully they rested up and sharpened their skates and waxed up their hockey stick and whatever
else. Put their teeth back in.
Whatever else they do. As the hype for the Super Bowl continues, Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs has a new distraction. His father, former Major League Baseball player, was arrested again for driving while intoxicated. He's facing third-degree felony charges since it's at least his third time to be arrested for driving drunk. So Patrick Mahomes, I'm sure, is going to have to answer all sorts of questions about
that.
This is so weird. Some jackass who was being arrested by Denver police bit off the tip of a finger of one of the arresting officers. I mean, I can't even imagine the crap that police officers must deal with like this. That is quite the thankless
That's horrible.
Job. It's a horror.
Should they book him and then immediately let him go? Hey-o.
Taylor Swift won another Grammy Award. Big Grammy. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I watched most of the Grammys last night. We plunked down.
Tell
and we're like, you know
give
what?
Give me your reaction.
You didn't
to
watch
all of it?
You didn't sit down and watch it?
I saw some of it. I got to tell you something. I personally loved to see Tracy Chapman come out.
Okay, that's one
and
of the biggies.
Sound great.
So good. And
that
I looked over.
That little duet of Fast Car was
solid,
well
right?
done.
I looked over when that was on, and Nicole was crying her eyes out. I was like, are you crying? She's like, I love this song so much.
Yeah, and did you see when Tracy Chapman started it and the crowd was giving her the reaction?
Yeah.
You could see her start to well up
yes.
on stage.
She looked like she was going to cry because, I mean, she's been out of the spotlight for so many years, and it's like, boom, she's back in it now.
Yeah.
And it was
if you think that song was, what, 35 years ago? And she's pretty much been out of the spotlight for 3.5 decades.
Yeah.
And people showed a lot of love. So
it was phenomenal.
Loved that. What else
Me
was
too.
Your favorite part of the night?
I like Trevor Noah as the host. I think he did pretty good. There's a few dad jokes in there that were kind of like, eh. Believe it or not, what I liked most about the show last night was the stage. I thought it was so beautifully done. The colors, the camera angles when they had a winner up there and they had the big circle behind them and they had the picture of the artist behind the artist as they're accepting their award. And the way it was done was just so visually beautiful last night. So whoever the set designer was and the camera people, it was spot on last night.
Grammys
really
are stepping up their game.
Really enjoyed it. And you know what? The performances were good last night, too.
Yeah.
Really good.
You know, the funny thing is the Grammys only get about 12 million people who tune in anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no ratings whatsoever. So basically 97% of America did not watch the Grammy
I know.
Awards.
It's but another award
it's
show.
Still, but it's another award show. But you know what? There were some good performances. Taylor did something that's never been done. She's the fourth person to win Album of the Year. And I guess she had a little announcement, Jeremy, that she made when she came up there.
Here you go. Hold on. Nothing's working here. Can you hear that? No, I'm going to stop it. I can't hear it here.
I heard it.
Did you hear it? It's not coming through here. Yeah. Well, she had an announcement.
Anyway, here's
not
what
playing.
She did. She got on stage and she announced that her new album is coming out April 19th.
Yay!
It's called the Tortured Poets Department. That's what we need. More Taylor
playing.
Swift.
I wanted to hear her. Yeah, whatever. Another album.
So that happened. Album of the year went to Taylor. Best pop vocal album went to Taylor. Miley Cyrus, who hadn't won before, won two last night. Record of the year and best pop solo performance. That was for the song Flowers.
Go watch her live performance of that song. My God, she was into it.
And then
into it.
Then she announced that she had no underwear on. So yeah, that was the big announcement from the show. Billie Eilish won for Song of the Year. That's the one from the Barbie movie. And you know that your buddy Dom is going to announce this. Sorry, Jeremy.
What?
The winner for Best Music Video. Think of all the artists, the Taylor Swift doing videos and Billie Eilish videos and Miley Cyrus videos and all of these artists. Best Music Video went to The Beatles.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. And it wasn't the new song that came out last year. It was a song from almost 50 years ago.
My goodness.
That this animator put together this music video. She painted 1,300 oil paintings. And then they were all kind of mixed together into this surrealistic video. So I just think it's cool.
How about that?
47 and a half years after it came out, a Beatles song won a Best Music Video Award. And then the last thing I've got for you, this is kind of freaky, giving us all something new to worry about. If you go to nail salons and get the gel stuff put on your fingernails.
It's gel polish,
And you put your nails under those little dryer things. I mean, we have one in our house, and Gretchen and Zoe have their hands under that thing all the time.
It's dangerous, man.
Well, now some dermatologists have come out and said that basically you're damaging your DNA, and they could cause cancer. The quote from one of these dermatologists I thought was interesting, because they said, you know, they were talking about how tanning beds are so dangerous. They referred to these little dryers as, quote, mini tanning beds for your nails.
And I've told Nick Nack that when she goes in and gets her nails done with the gel polish because it lasts so long. I was like, you're blasting your hands with UV light. I mean, that obviously cannot be good. It's like those teeth whitening things, too. You put the teeth whitening on and you put the UV light right in your mouth, like right on your gums. I was like, don't do that.
What are we doing to ourselves?
Exciting news, though, ladies. Big news coming out from this weekend. We were at Target and Nick Nack discovered they have gel polish now at Target that does not need the UV light. Pro
what?
Tip.
Game changer.
Game changer. Yeah, a friend told her about it. She like rushed over there. She's like, oh my God, they have it. It's pretty exciting. So she looked at that while I went and looked at the electronics and stuff.
Right.
I was like, you take your time. Have fun. Pick a few colors. Go crazy.
What else is true?
Game changer. I hate to do this to you, but I got a little bit more Tay-Tay news. The Japanese embassy in Washington, D.C. has weighed in to assure everyone that Taylor Swift can make it back to support her boyfriend in the Super Bowl after her concert in Tokyo next weekend. The embassy is now chiming in. They say despite the 12-hour flight, the 17-hour time difference, it's all going to be good. Tay-Tay's going to make the game. We're going to be all right. Woo! There was like an official statement in everything they released. A lot more news being revealed about Darius Rucker and his police troubles that we reported on last week. It turns out that he was actually arrested in February of last year when he was pulled over for those expired tags. Officers smelled the pot weed in the car. He denied that he was smoking that night, but he did give them a pot weed blunt from his pocket. They did search his vehicle. They found a THC pen and 14 unmarked magic mushroom pills. And there was an arrest warrant issued in December. He turned himself in this past Thursday. That's why all the news was online about Darius and the pot weed. Charged with two counts of simple possession and a count of violation of registration law because his tags were all jacked up. Bond of $10,500. So that's why it was in the news, Dom. That's why.
Gotcha. Mushrooms, eh?
The magic mushrooms. Which, I don't know. Don't get me started on that.
Me either.
I'm kind of for it. I'm for it, man. So Joe Rogan is in the news this morning. He has penned a new multi-year partnership deal with Spotify. So he just was ending one multi-million dollar deal, but now it sounds like this one he's not going to be exclusive to Spotify. You can get him on YouTube and Apple Podcasts and stuff now, but multi-year contract worth about $250 million plus is what they're saying. It's good to be Joe. My goodness.
That's another one of those polarizing figures, too.
Very much so.
You can't say his name without people either cheering or
screaming. I know. As soon as I brought this up, I was like, somebody's going to be cringing, but yet somebody's going to be like, hells yeah, I listen to him every day. And obviously a lot of people are because he's making some major bank. So he's had a few interviews that I've found quite interesting. So good for him. He's out there. He's making the money. Super Bowl seats are going down in price. Last week, I reported about $10,000 for some nosebleeds. I think they've dropped by about half now because they're just so... You got to be making Joe Rogan money to avoid those, to afford those Super Bowl tickets. But now they're down, so that's cool. If you're hosting the big game, some Google searches talking about the most popular foods for the Super Bowl. I think meatballs were like way up top. That's not one that I think I would choose. Obviously, guacamole, salsa, chips. I don't know.
Haven't you had those little meatballs in the like crock pot with the grape jam and
stuff?
We
make them every year for Christmas, but I would never think of making them for the Super Bowl. I'm more of a Little Smokies, I think, for the Super Bowl. The little teeny tiny weenies, Don.
Live on the edge.
Little teeny tiny weenies for the Super Bowl. Wall Street Journal's talking about this new hot new bedtime for 20-somethings is like 9 or 10 p.m. Whoa. They say the youngers are starting to understand the link between sleep and health, and they're like, you know what? Let's go to bed instead of staying up all night partying our pants off.
Right.
Come on in, kids. The water's fine. The water is great. I have this parenting / babysitting hack that's gone viral this morning. So if you have kiddos and you hire a babysitter from time to time, listen to this. This is a mom named Katrina out of Missouri. She's racking up the views today because she gets a babysitter for her kids. And then she leaves a list that says, hey, if you want to make some extra cash while you're here, these jobs are up for grabs. While you're here, you can earn an extra $3 to vacuum the couch or $10 to organize toys. I'll even toss you $15 extra if you want to clean out the refrigerator while you're here.
What a
great idea.
I love this so much.
I would like
for us to talk about it at 7 and bump our 7 from today
bump
to tomorrow.
It. All right. Yeah. I'm like, why not?
Because I love this idea.
You've got somebody in your house eager to make money, so
yes.
Put them to work. You're done. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I didn't bring up today yet that it's National Fart Day. Ha ha ho ho. Fart jokes. The reason I'm putting it into clickbait, though, is there is a viral hack for actually truly cutting the cheese this morning. And I'm not even going to tell you what it is because it's so stupid. But once you see it, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is spot on. It involves a cheese, so a block of cheese and a fork, Dom. So you can see the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.